then bees also. One bee is a great bee. And every dog also. Different pack of dogs is going. One will be the leader. One will walk in front. And the whole pack will follow. Any animal you take, and this instinct is there. We are very much prone to be mentally concocted regarding this one. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew. So he has given us clear instruction. You either sit here or go out. Don't go and come. Okay? So, he knew this. The doctor, when he diagnoses that what is your sickness, he will recommend you to have the operation. Or he will give the medicine. The successful doctor is he who knows what ailment you are suffering from. Unless he detects, he will not use the medicine. And as soon as he detects, then he sees that this part must be removed. And so he will recommend the operation. Or the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a big doctor. And he knew this disease of our living entities. As I told you, it's not only the human being, but even the animals, insects, they also try to be the leader. Because we are all after Krishna's position. When we were in Guru Vrindavan, we envied him. Because everybody was worshipping him. So we thought that why me? Why not I? And this attitude is inborn, ingrained in us. And not only in this life, but since last millions of lives, we are trying to be Krishna. As I told you, even a pack of dogs will walk. What will be the leader? And the whole pack will fall. Dogs of self-tendency. Cows of self-tendency. Bullocks of self-tendency. Elephants of self-tendency. And not only bees, but insects. Even they, you see in the water, the fish are moving there. They are also moving in a pack. And one will be the leader and the whole will be going on. If you are very careful, you notice. This is inborn tendency in us. And that's why Krishna cuts that tendency first. You know, very nice that word. Tato dutsangam usrajya. Tato dutsangam usrajya. Satsu sajeta buddhiman. Satsu sajeta buddhiman. Santa evasya chindandi. Mano vasanga mukti vi. Very beautiful words. Very small words. From Srimad Bhagavatam. We are lucky to have 80,000 words in the natural world that are created. And he never claimed that he is writing it. He was very careful not to claim the whatever he was doing, not to claim the credit for himself. He will always point out the credit to his guru. Without faith, you see all his writings everywhere. He said, I am able to use my Guru Maharaj. This is the tendency he was curbing. He never told. Frankly speaking, he was all in all. Everything belonged to him. And never he told that everything belongs to me. Never. And he didn't behave in that way. He behaved as if everything belongs to the president or the devotees who are managing here. This was constantly in his mind. And we are the followers of Prabhupada. So it is our duty to get into these scriptures and try to see what they are telling us. And this is the first instruction of the Lord. If you want to be transcendentally situated, Sita Pradnya. Pradnya means very extra intelligent. That is known as Pradnya. Fine intelligence is known as Pradnya. And that is Pradnya, Sita Pradnya. With the fine intelligence, we are situated in our own city situation, in your own hospital position. And our hospital position is very clear. That we are not lords, but we are the servants. This is very simple to understand. But instead of servants, when we try to become the lords, then we, Sarvan, come on. There's so many mentally concocted desires. Take a charge of your whole existence. And then the mind, with all these wild desires, take charge of your own self. You behave like a wild bull. You know, wild bull? So however you try to control it, you will not be controlled. You know, anyway, he will just try to free himself. And that is with his wild desires. Because our mind is controlled by the wild desires. And the whole mind, with all the wild desires, then takes a completely leave. Yada, when you do that, when you leave work, it's one command, all your mentally concocted desires. Do as I tell you. This first thing he tells to Arjuna, that unless you do as I tell you to do, you will not be happy at all. Nasa siddhim avapnati, na sukham na paramgatim. Very clear. Nasa siddhim avapnati, you will not attain perfection. Na sukham, there is no happiness, and na paramgatim, no spiritual progress, unless you obey me. And his command is, prajahati, you live. Yada kaman, sarvat parthi manogatam. Manogatam means mentally comforted. Mana means mind. Those kaman, those desires which are arising out of your mental capacity and out of your mind. And we call it a very fruitive activity. That we will complete it. Prajahati yada kaman, sarvat parthi manogatam. Atmani eva, atmanam tushtaha. And then we don't need to sit silent after decreasing our desires. We don't sit silent. But what we have to do? Atmani. Atmani in our own self. Eva, certainly. Atmani eva, tushtaha. Satisfied. We should be satisfied in our own self. And as soon as you stop this, then you cannot be satisfied. If you can do it, then you will be Siddhaprati. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to explain this thing, this prajahati yada sarvan kaman, vartam manogatan, atmani eva atmana tushtava, Siddhaprati sadochade, this is Krishna's instruction. And that's why this instruction, how to follow, is shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise we will not be able to follow. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very merciful incarnation. He knew that we are a very small children. We are prone to fall down to these inebrieties in our life. And if we do that, we may not understand Krishna. He is telling us to leave all desires. Leave, do this and be satisfied in our own self. So we are ready to follow his desire, his instructions of Krishna. But we don't know how to do it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his sixth chapter, the third verse, is very clear how to do it. See, four ways he has done. And these four ways are very easy. If you follow those four ways, then this will be achieved. This prajahati is a command, sarvan parjumanagata, atmani vatmanatusha, siddha prajahati. Whole Bhagavad Gita could be squeezed into those eight ways. Shikshashtaka eight ways. And this is the beauty of the Santa Vakya. You know, what is it? Tato dusan usrutya. Therefore, we leave our bad association. Satsu satyena buddhiman. Satsu means with the scriptures, which describe the Supreme Lord. Satyena is attracted. Buddhiman, the real intelligent person, is attracted to the scriptures. And this way, he connects the instructions of the great person with the instructions of the Lord, and that is satsu, that is satsam, good association. If you can do it, then your life is successful. If you neglect it, means being in the temple, you are wasting your life. And that is what is happening in our temples. We stay in our temples for 10 years, and then after 10 years we realize that this life is not for me. And boom. Before 2 months, we were in Benji, in Radhadesh. Beautiful temple. I think maybe 25 times more than this place. Such a big, big castle here. They are managing very good. But there was one Parmeshwara, Prabhupada's disciple. And he had a very nice altar and puja in his house. And the temple, he was serving very nicely to the temple. And it was more than 20 years he was in the movement. And he is now more than 45-50 years age. And suddenly he decided that this is not for me. So he started to sell everything. And then we bought those things. Otherwise, if we don't buy, then he will sell to somebody else's. So we bought all the ladies and everything. And then we installed those ladies in Antwerp Center. So we have a small preaching center in Antwerp, which is the seat of diamond business. It's a very nice place. So we then took all the paraphernalia to the Antwerp Center, and now it is lying there. don't understand. Krishna says, Prajadiyada Karatarvan Kaman. Then we are ready to follow Krishna. But we don't know the way. And we don't connect these scriptures. Because we don't have time. There are four things which are the stumbling blocks in our way, according to Kunti. Kunti prays to the Lord, you know. Janmaishwarya Shruta Shriti, Edmana Madha Kumar, the Eva Radhi, Tawam Pinjana Gujara. Very nice two lines again. She described that between us and you, Krishna, these are the four things like, it's a Janma, means we think that I belong to the royal family. Yeah, those who are from royal family, they are very proud of their Janma. We may not be from royal family, but we may think that, oh, I'm from South India, very intelligent community. Yeah, this is very subtle pride. This pride clings on to anything. You shave your head and you are proud. There is a one. What is his name? Sarvar. Bushy hair. Yes. So this way I become proud and I condemn you. Then if I put on watch, oh, how beautiful my hand looks. And he is completely scratched watch. This is how unnecessarily we become proud. And we see the greatest stumbling block. And this is known as Janma. Our parentage. Oh, my father and mother are very intelligent. They are very rich. They are nice. They live in Singapore or America or England or Belgium or Holland. All these are the different names of the same land. Everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing is different. We are moving all over the world. Same stones are there. Same earth is there. Same vegetation is there. Same people are there. Everybody is struggling to earn his bread. Everybody is running in cars. Everybody is trying to manage his family. Everybody is trying to rear their children. Same things are going on. Nowhere we found any different thing. And even then, we are proud of these things. That is Janma, you know. Then Aishwarya, opulence. We have different opulence. Whatever we have, we always remember the bank balance. And because that bank balance dictates us. You don't know. My bank balance will always dictate me. Then in borderless bank, I have 10,000 pounds. Or, I will move like an elephant. Because that balance is dictating. Once we saw about that, one man was fighting with everybody. You know, always. Always he was fighting. Very fighting nature. Whoever comes in front of him, start fighting. And he will do one thing. Then there was a stone in the garden, in his garden. Whenever he wanted to fight with somebody, he will go and sit on that stone and then fight. So this went on for years to visit him. So people found out that when this man wants to fight, he sits on that stone. So there was this somebody in the stone. So they are very eager to know what it is. Because this will definitely go there, sit on the stone and then shout and scream and do whatever. So when he was not at home, they went into his garden and just lifted the stone. And suddenly there were 19 rupees. So this is how, that was the current 19 rupees. At the moment it sounds ridiculous, 19 rupees. But in olden days it was a song. Yeah, yeah. And so he knew that I was a man. And he will go there and sit and then fight. So this is Aishwarya, opulence. It is not a question of 19 rupees. But we have so many things, you know, Aishwarya. A very nice wife, a very nice children, well settled family. Particularly our, you saw in Singapore or Gujarati family. They're very nice and set up. The children are getting educated. They're well situated in the business. This is all included in opulence. And because of this opulence, we don't have time to think about the Lord. He is almost 24 hours a day engaged in Him. Not only that, but they come to the temple with wife and children. And instead of looking to Krishna, you will always look away. What is it like when she is going to run away? But this is how, this is all opulence we are attracted to. And as soon as we are at 99%, 0.9, we here after opulence. In this Janma and opulence is the second stumbling block. And Janma is very Shruta. Shruta means learning. Suppose we have intelligence. So we may know scriptures very well. Or we may be able to direct the people and this and that. And then we become spotless. Like balloon. And you know balloon? If it is a puncture, what is it? It just falls down on the ground as if there was nothing. This is the greatest pride. You know, learning. Somebody is a doctor. Oh, in India you go? Doctor becomes like Krishna. Krishna may not be so very proud. The doctor is much more proud than this. You go to doctor, you can't see him unless you pay 200 rupees. And 200 rupees is good for in India. And after paying 200, you can only see him. That's all. Then if you want to be his way, examined or dead, means another 500 rupees. These are the things. Shruta, Shruta, learned. Made bitter verses we know, and then we think, oh, this Sunday crowd is a complete rascal crowd. They don't know anything. I know. And immediately, you become proud. And you fall down then. As soon as you are proud, you just glide down from the transcendent position. And this is the continuous process to stop this pride. Aishwarya Janma, Aishwarya Shruta, and then freebie. Then again, after that, the whole paraphernalia in the first total is known as Sri V. That is Janma, the importance of Janma, the importance of opulence, and importance of darkness. Everything is included in Sri V. And because of that, we never go to Krishna, we never leave our desires. In the temple also, we are running after our desires, and we don't have any respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because we don't have any respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are not humble. Trinada Vishuddhi Jaina. He instructs us to be very humble than the blade of grass. Blade of grass, you walk on it and it will not shout or scream. It will tolerate. And he is more humble than the blade. And just explain our own attitudes. We will find out our own defects. This is the way Atmani. You have to find out the defects for your own self instead of blaming others. It is a very nice thing. You point out other one finger like this. Three fingers are told. So instead of worrying about one finger, you should worry about the three fingers. And you should always inspect yourself whether you are Trinada Vishuddhi Jaina or not. Then Tarora Vishuddhi. Then much more tolerant than the tree. This chandan tree, you cut it and it gives you nice health. Never short. This ordinary fruit tree, you heat it with the stove and it gives you fruit. Do we do that? Somebody tries to eat us. We definitely try to eat it back. We will never tolerate that. Then we don't follow this scripture. And the most important thing is in the third verse. Our Prabhu was very clever, extra clever. Lord himself, he knew our weakness. And that's why he has advised us, Amani na mani de. Amani means you have always to be Amani. No respect for yourself. Mana dena. You give respect to others. And this is very difficult. This is very difficult. Because we want respect. We are after respect. Others we don't care for. And then we don't know who is coming to us, who is coming from here. You have to remember one thing very clearly, that during our life, during all of our life, three times, Krishna comes in front of us. And because we don't have any attitude, we just behave arrogantly with everybody. And then he comes and gets our reaction very and that will be repaid when we are dead, so that we will be able to answer that. This is because faith. Krishna appears in front of us and he is satisfied the same person who has given his instruction. Amanina Mandena. Whoever comes, first give him respect and then don't worry about your own treatment. And then there is a medical reason behind his instruction. If you give respect to others, then he or she is elevated. They are very, very happy. As soon as call his earthly, let us you call this Sarvananda. Just we remember his name and come Sarvananda also here. Sarvananda is in the engagement with the company because he knows that we are calling him. He knows that we have remembered him. So, medically, our blood cells increase as the red blood cells when somebody respects us. And the equally is true otherwise. When somebody disrespects us, we lose our red blood cells and we become completely painless. So, frankly speaking, by disrespecting any person, we are killing him. So, our Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He instructs us, don't kill the divinity. Where? Regarding our own self. If we don't expect any respect, then without respect, we increase the red blood cells. Being humble, we increase our blood cells. And expecting the respect, we lose our blood cells. This is a medical opposite thing. And that's why Mahaprabhu is very clear. He was not mad to tell you this simple thing. We don't go to the root of these things because we don't have time. We don't have desire to understand these things. And unless we desire, how can we be the leaders of the community? We better go and get drowned instead of wasting our time like this. This is my voice. If you want to be the spiritual leader, you have to get to the bottom of your scripture. And it is clean. Prabhupada was not mad to write all these books. We cannot read even Srimad Bhagavatam. What to talk of other books? Can't understand. Mere reading is difficult. I know Sanskrit. I know English. And I had a time also. Daily I was reading in Soho Street for 4-5 hours. And taking down a bit of points here and there. It took me more than 2 years to go through 9 cantos. No Krishna books. Only 9 cantos. What to talk of 12 cantos? And with understanding. And without the knowledge of Sanskrit. How long will it take to the ordinary man? Frankly speaking, we are devotees, we never read. We have not read Srimad Bhagavatam. We may have read somewhere here, there. But we are not serious. Being devotees, we should be seriously understanding these things. And with all these 3 instructions, the king of instruction is in the 4th line. And then there is Kirtaniya Sadhara. With all this humility, you have to be always ready. You just remember that he comes so that you will be alright. So whoever comes in our door, we think that he is good. And we behave very well with him. Whoever are among us, around us, they are also Krishna. Whoever meets us, he is also Krishna. Whoever will meet us, he is also Krishna. Whoever comes in contact with us, he is Krishna. And so we are very humble with him. We are very respectful to him. Whatever we can, we do it. If we can't, we just step over there and finish it. There is no arrogant attitude. In a certain particular meeting, we have to attract the crowd. We have to be very sane in our attitude. Please, be careful how you behave with the people. We have to be very careful. We are sitting in the place where we have to attract the crowd, not to repel the crowd. This we have to be very careful. In that center, what is it called? Pocket. Yeah, we had been up. That man was telling me that somebody came there and instructed that nobody should cook in. Other lady should not come in the kitchen and cook. You know. Now it happens that they have nearly 6-7 Vaishnava families in the town. And Vaishnava families are very nice. They may not be Gujaratis, but maybe South Indian Vaishnavas, Rama Vajajari, some other four brothers, out of 4 brothers. But if the family is Vaishnava, they may come to our kitchen and cook here. We should have to object. Prabhupada's instruction is, our kitchen should be shuchi, and those ladies or persons smother these organisms, small birds. We allow them to enter into the kitchen. Generally, we don't allow the ladies from outside. This is our regulation. But all these regulations are to be implemented in a practical way. Because there the situation is completely different. There is only 10 families congregation. And out of 10 families, 6 families are white people. And they love to cook for the dogs. Moreover, there is nobody to cook. But if you follow this regulation, then we repel them. So they wanted to follow this regulation very nicely. Now those families have stopped coming to the temple. So this is how we have to be very, with a very nice common sense and with a very beautiful attitude. We should try to extract and we should try to loosen here and there some regulation. So this is how we should be here. So and our scriptures are very, very broad-minded. Very broad-minded. We can do everything within the limits of the scriptures. But this is how we should behave. And that is the secret of our successful behavior. Otherwise, who is going to come here? As it is, people don't want to see the Lord. They have their own work. Outside they go, they earn some dollars. They want to come here and spend the dollars. If they come, we may insist that we should buy the books of this and that. If they come here, they have to put something in the box or some donation. So here they have to pay money. And when they have to pay money and our attitude is arrogant, then nobody will stand it. And we are many times unknowingly arrogant. Because we think that we are the masters of the scriptures. Whereas we don't understand it. The best way is to not waste our time and engage ourselves in the material. And then maybe Krishna will be mercy good and should provide and say this. Otherwise we are already down. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Send on and give Krishna all the advice that he has by the book of Sama. And it was said we should go by the book because the guys have already accepted Krishna. It was not wrong. Then, Jai Mahaprabhu felt we should go by the book of Sama. To me, it's such a they may not offer the food to Krishna, but they are very inclined to Krishna.
And then again, it depends upon so many things. How is the family? What are the relationships? Then are they inclined? I mean to say, are they theistic? You understand the word theistic? Yes. At least they should be theistic. If they are theistic, then they will actually offer prasadam. But frankly speaking, everywhere they think Krishna is done. If the family is teaching. So they may not know or they may not knowingly they may ignore or something. But then there we may eat. But then if the family is completely known here, proud and this and that, then their consciousness injects in us. So we avoid. So it requires each personal case. And that is the karma kaushal is known as Bhagavad Gita. Karma kaushal. Everybody of us is in different circumstances. Completely different. We are sitting here, 4-5 people. But frankly speaking, we are in our own circle. Because we have our own things to do. Yeah? We have our own tradition. We have our own limitations. We have our own so many things. And even then, we are driving the same bus. Yeah? But we are not same. You may have some your private service, he may have another private service, he may have another private service. And apart from that, we are all, without fail, slave of our own mind. And this mind is not this birth mind. And if you are namra, then you lubricate your behavior. And you escape from these dangerous situations. And if you feel that the family which you are visiting, you know their consciousness, and they may not offer, but it's no harm to take that, then we take it. Many times we are not hungry, but if the food is offered very lovingly, we touch, we do take something, even if we are hungry. But then there is rain. Sometimes, oh, will you eat? No, alright. Then alright, you eat, sorry, finish. So this is same thing, same attitude. We are not hungry. Food is ready. But it depends how the interchange goes. And then even if you are not hungry, you touch something. If the real love is there, if there is no love, then we just, it's the same thing happens in families. Say exactly the same. They will ask you, are you hungry? No. Do you not want anything? Means he is answering our question. You don't want that. Exactly. Then we have to agree with him. Yes, I don't want. How can we be adamant that I want something? If I am not hungry, how can the demand answer? Whereas we go to another family. Maharaj, you have come after a long time. Please accept. Then we think, you know, who I am not hungry. We don't take it to the outside. No, my wife is prepared. She is quite clean. He requests it. And then even if that family is blessed, even then we take something. It's loving instinct. You know that Rupa Goswami's words of the Priti Lakshana. Yeah, what is it? Dadati Priti Grinati, Uyam Akhyati Pichani, Unte Bhujayate Jaiva, Shakti Priti Lakshana. Dadati means we give, Priti Grinati means we take. Then Uyam Akhyati, some intimate discussion. Prachati, he asked him, how is he? He tells us, you know, it's Guyam, confidential. And then Bhumde, we eat together. Bhujayate, we invite for eating also. So these are the six Priti Lakshana. So wherever the situation arises, you should look at that situation through these six items. And if you really feel that it's coming from his bottom of the heart, then we honor Sudhya. We know that he has not offered. But even then we honor him. And this is what Chaitanya means in that. Every scriptural evidence, don't think that it is just coming out of the mentally concocted ideas. No, they are not mentally concocted ideas. They are definite instructions coming from the Lord. Dharmam to sakshar bhagavat pranidam. Dharmam to sakshar bhagavat pranidam. It's not the mentally concocted things. And if we can understand these things, really Krishna will be merciful. This is our perfection. We are already situated. We are not like ordinary persons. We are already in the temple. We are already very near to the Lord. And now a bit more push and you are there. But that push we ignore. And then because we ignore that push, then even if we are in the temple, but we are in our own mentally concocted atmosphere. And this is completely should be avoided. Completely. We should always take the instructions from scripture. And this knowledge, don't think that you don't have. That verse from Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, third verse. There is 10:10. Completely clearly instructs you. Tesham Sutadyuktanam Vajadam Pritipurvakam Sudame Kudiyogavtam Venamam Upayanthide Satatyukta. If you are constantly engaged in doing that, those things, Sudame Kudiyogam, he says, I give you Sudhi and Venamam Upayanthide, by which you can always come to me. It is He gives you the intellect. Don't get scared that after reading you will not understand. No, Prabhupada is there to help us, and then again Krishna is there. He will give you the intellect to read in between the lines. And that is known as Satsu Satya the Buddhiman. Buddhiman, intelligent persons, always Satsu Satya. They are attracted with the Sat, with the good thing, with the Supreme Lord. And then if they are attracted, then Santa, saintly persons, Ivasya Chindanti, they cut off saintly persons. And what is it? Mano Vyasanga Muktivi, by their own sentences, by their own ukti, the santas cut off your inabilities. Because we want a round stone, and the stone is not round, it has so many corners. So those corners are need to be cut off. And unless somebody cuts off those corners, it can never become round. So those stones flow along the flow of the water. And because of the push of the water, it rolls so many times. And when it rolls, all its corners are automatically cut. And then it becomes round. So we also have to become round. And we have to flow with the flow of the scriptures. And the more we flow with the scriptures and come in contact with the santas, then our corners are cut. And in the end, we become very nice.